USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's legal challenge of the results of the 2020 presidential election have continued with a new lawsuit filed in Georgia. The new suit claims that tens of thousands of illegal votes were cast in the state and asks the court to decertify the results. Senator Mike Braun says that with suits working their way through the court system, the investigations into allegations of voter fraud need to continue. The Indiana Republican told ABC's This Week that if they don't, a large number of Americans will lose confidence in the electoral system.
You're going to have a good part of the country. It's over 50% that view that something is amiss, and that's going to carry forward in terms of undermining a democracy. I just don't think that if you say, if you don't pursue it, overturn every stone, this is going to linger into the future, and it's going to be to the disadvantage of whoever is there trying to run the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Costco says it will be keeping its golden hour.
Costco will extend its senior shopping hours until further notice now due to the recent uptick in COVID cases, according to the retailer's website. Customers eligible for the special operating hours include those who are 60 or older and those with disabilities or who are immunocompromised. Guests will not be admitted. Costco's designated senior shopping hour is from 9 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, with exceptions at some locations. Priority access will also temporarily be given to health care workers and first responders who must present a Costco membership card and official ID of their role to be allowed to move to the front of any line to enter the warehouse. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And President Trump's personal lawyer has tested positive for coronavirus. The president made the announcement on Twitter Sunday that Rudy Giuliani had tested positive. He's reportedly being treated for his symptoms at a Washington, D.C. area hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Time magazine has named a 15-year-old Colorado scientist and inventor as 2020's Kid of the Year. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a person of the year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a kid of the year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyberbullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And late action in the NFL on Sunday saw the L.A. Rams beat the Arizona Cardinals 38-28. Backup quarterback Colt McCoy made his first NFL start in over a year, leading the New York Giants to a 17-12 victory over the Seattle Seahawks. The New England Patriots blanked the L.A. Chargers 45-0, and the Green Bay Packers beat the Philadelphia Eagles 30-16. There's a doubleheader on Monday night as Washington takes on Pittsburgh in the early game, and Buffalo faces off with San Francisco later. The Ravens and Cowboys end Week 13 on Tuesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.